This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Schmidt. University of Missouri curators are narrowing down the search for a new UM system president. Members of the 20-person board met today for the first time since the search began in January. The board interviewed one candidate. Curators are looking for someone to replace former UM system president Gary Forsey, who stepped down last January. Missouri legislatures are struggling to pry answers from the Missouri Department of Insurance head after the possible start of a statewide health care exchange. Scott Kanowski has this report from Jefferson City.
By the governor's request, millions in federal funding may go to a quasi-governmental health care group. But state legislators, who must budget for a statewide health care exchange, were kept out of the loop. Frustrated, Columbia State Senator Kurt Schaefer blasted Missouri Department of Insurance Chief John Huff for avoiding the legislature.
Do you understand how it's troubling to us when a decision this large is being made that needs to be debated and is not being debated, but decisions are being made outside the scope of our authority? Do you understand that?
Huff said a state health care agency had the legal ability to accept the funds. A statewide health care exchange will start at the beginning of 2014.
And that was Scott Kanowski reporting. A new group of Columbia residents now has protection against several forms of possible discrimination. KBIA's Scott Malone has this report on how the new amendment has been a long time coming.
Columbia City Council has approved a new ordinance that has been more than 10 years in the making. The amendment adds gender identity to the list of categories protected against discrimination. It extends discrimination protection for transgender citizens in regard to employment, housing, and public accommodations. Councilmember Fred Schmidt says he is surprised it took this long, but he also believes revisiting this ordinance was needed to reflect our nation's values.
America's great strength is its diversity, and we have continued to expand the notion of what that means, and I'm a little surprised, too, but we're here today, and we're going to vote yes.
Before the final vote, Councilmember Barbara Hoppe pointed out that age was not part of the protected categories. The council members then amended the ordinance to include protection from discrimination based on age as well. Scott Malone, KBIA News.
Columbia Boone County Joint Communications are reporting more than 170 snow-related accident reports received between midnight and 11 this morning. Deputy Joe Piper says drivers are still adjusting to winter weather conditions.
We normally see an increased number of accidents when there is snow or ice. Many times, the first one of the year, you can have a little higher number just because people aren't expecting it or, you know, geared up for it or thinking about it.
Drivers are advised to maintain safe speeds and longer distances between cars. The search for the 23rd University of Missouri system president continued today at the Clinton Club in Mizzou Arena. The Presidential Search Advisory Committee met for close to 5 hours today, during which they interviewed one potential candidate. The advisory committee was appointed to help find a replacement for Gary Forsey, who resigned in January. Vice Chancellor of Health Sciences Hal Williamson says there is no specific time frame for the search, and the next move is up to the search committee.
We serve at the pleasure of the Presidential Search Committee, and if they decide to reconvene us, I'm sure we'll be happy to do that.
Search committee members Warren Erdman and Craig Von Mader were at the meeting with two other curators on the phone. They will be sharing the input from the advisory board with the Presidential Search Committee when the Presidential Search Committee reconvenes Thursday in St. Louis. Williamson says the process will continue to stay closed and confidential until a decision has been made. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Schmidt.